PRI, Public Radio International.
It was a musical resume from Johann Sebastian Bach to the Margrave of Brandenburg. Bach didn't get the job, but we have all six Brandenburg concertos played by the Pittsburgh Symphony with Jeanette Sorel in her Heinz Hall debut. I'm Jim Cunningham. You've tuned in Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, made possible by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony and the listeners of WQED-FM Pittsburgh. Jeanette Sorel is the founder of the Apollo's Fire Baroque Ensemble, based in Cleveland, Ohio. On this visit to Pittsburgh, all the players on stage in the Pittsburgh Symphony have a moment in the spotlight, in a rare happening. All six concertos on one program.
I sent a little note to the musicians, actually, a few days ago, just to kind of have an introduction to get acquainted, because we really will only have about 36 hours together, and doing all six of the Brandenburgs is a big chunk of music. But what I said to them in this little note was just that I think the Brandenburgs are a wonderful opportunity for the individual personalities of the musicians to shine through on stage. Because what Baroque music was all about was the idea of conveying the emotion of the music and moving the emotions or the affects of the listeners. So instead of having to be, you know, the anonymous part of a large symphony orchestra, this is our chance to really show our personalities and interact on stage and express the music. So I hope that that's what we'll be doing.
Jeanette Sorel is about to conduct the Brandenburg Concertos by Johann Sebastian Bach, written for the Margrave of Brandenburg. Margrave, originally the medieval title for the military commander assigned to maintain the defense in one of the border provinces of the Holy Roman Empire. Brandenburg, one of the 16 federal states of Germany, the Brandenburg area surrounding but not including Berlin. Johann Sebastian Bach sent the concertos to the Margrave, hoping for a spot on his roster of musicians. After they had met, when Bach came to Berlin to take a look at a harpsichord, Bach knew that the Margrave was a fan of music. When Margrave Christian Ludwig died in 1734, he had most likely never heard the Bach concertos. There is no evidence of them having been played. They sold for $22. Bach wrote the concertos over several years while working as Kapellmeister in the city of Köthen. The first Brandenburg concerto is written for two hunting horns with three oboes and bassoon. Even if Bach didn't get the job he was looking for in Brandenburg, he made good use of the music in his catalog. The first movement of the Brandenburg No. 1 can be found in the Symphonia of the cantata False World, I Trust You, BWV 52. And the third movement of the first Brandenburg was used as the opening chorus in the cantata United Discord of Quivering Strings. That's BWV 2007. Here is Jeanette Sorel to conduct the Brandenburg Concerto No. 1 by Johann Sebastian Bach, BWV 1046. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Johann Sebastian Bach, the first of his six Brandenburg Concertos, number 1, BWV 1046. Jeanette Sorrell conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. We heard Noah Bendix-Bagley, the Pittsburgh Symphony's concertmaster. He's taking a bow for his solo playing in the first concerto. Conductor Jeanette Sorrell studied with harpsichordist and early music scholar Gustav Leonhardt, as well as with conductors Leonard Bernstein and Roger Norrington. We will hear Jeanette Sorrell play the big solo in the fifth Brandenburg Concerto and conduct from the keyboard, but next she'll introduce the third Brandenburg Concerto here at Heinz Hall.
Thank you all for coming this evening to our extravaganza of Brandenburg Concertos. I'm Jeanette Sorrell. I'm a guest here this week, and it's been my great pleasure to work with the fantastic musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony in this repertoire. There is a special sense of exhilaration that we all feel from tackling the Brandenburgs because they are a kind of showcase for the virtuosity of the individual musicians of a Baroque orchestra. It's kind of a rare event to hear all of the Brandenburgs in one night. Since Bach wrote them at different times and for different occasions and with a different instrumentation for each piece, he probably never had the pleasure of hearing them all in one night. So, moving on to Brandenburg number 3. This is a piece famous for its democracy in music. You have 10 solo players, each with their own part, and tossing back and forth the material, thematic material, rather like in a tennis match. So we hope that you enjoy the piece as much as we do.
Thank you.
the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Jeanette Sorel in her Heinz Hall debut. You heard the Brandenburg Concerto No. 3 in G by Johann Sebastian Bach, BWV 1048. This concert presents all six Brandenburg Concertos at Heinz Hall. Next, the fourth concerto in G, BWV 1049, with soloists Concertmaster Noah Bendix-Baldley, Principal Flute Lorna McGee, and Flute Jennifer Connor.
That piece always makes me think about Bach's family, with perhaps each one of his 10 children playing one of the solo parts. You probably know that Bach had 20 children, but only 10 of them survived past infancy. Bach's Brandenburg IV, coming up next, is not about democracy in music, but rather about one amazingly virtuosic violinist and two incredibly virtuosic flutists. The piece is also a wonderful example of the idea of affect, the Baroque ideal, meaning that each piece of music has a particular emotional mood, and the goal of the performer is to try to move the emotions of the audience. Bach was a real master at this, and you'll hear in the second movement how he creates a darkly poetic conversation between the solo instruments and the full ensemble. The third movement, on the other hand, is Bach showing us that a fugue can be sheer fun and sheer joy. I can think of nothing happier and more uplifting than the finale of Brandenburg No. 4.
Thank you.
The Fourth Brandenburg Concerto, BWV 1049 by Johann Sebastian Bach. Jeanette Sorrell conducted members of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. We heard the concertmaster of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Noah Bendix-Baugle, along with principal flute, Lorna McGee, and flute, Jennifer Connor. Former music director William Steinberg conducted the Fourth Bach Brandenburg Concerto with the Pittsburgh Symphony on March 28, 1964, at the Syria Mosque in Pittsburgh. I'm Jim Cunningham. You're listening to the complete Brandenburg Concertos by Johann Sebastian Bach. The second, fifth, and sixth are still to come. Manfred Honeck is the music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony. James Wilkinson is the president and CEO. Resident conductor Lawrence Lowe. Assistant conductor Fauzi Haymore. Take a moment, drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you. I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light. It will fit in your wallet. It's in the shape of a credit card, and it's just right for reading concert programs in low light. It even magnifies small print. Get one free while they last with the Radio Guide, a complete list of concerts in the series, photographs of some of our soloists, the Pittsburgh Symphony at Heinz Hall, a Pittsburgh Symphony history, and Manfred Honeck in action, photographed at Heinz Hall along with his biography. It's all free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. You can send email to pso@wqed.org or find us on the website, pittsburghsymphonyradio.org. Don't forget to let me know what station you're listening to. If you missed the address, stay tuned. I'll give it again at the end of our concert. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio from Public Radio International.